This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Time now for sports. There's a competition tonight to decide who will represent the U.S. in one of the Winter Olympics' most popular events. Plus, we've got football. Tomorrow, two games to decide which teams move on to the Super Bowl. Joining me now is NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Audie.
So before we start talking about tackling and touchdowns, let's deal with sequins and triple axels. Tonight in Spokane, Washington, it's one of the finals of the women's competition at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. And it looks like it's down to three skaters vying for just two spots on the Olympic team.
Yeah, kind of unfair. The top three in the standings, Mariah Nagasu, Sasha Cohen, and Rachel Flatt, they have the best shot at those top two spots. It'll be nerve-wracking for them. They're separated by less than 1 point, but only two can qualify.
And Mariah Nagasu, just 16 years old, she's leading after Thursday's short program, but I guess all the attention is on second place and Sasha Cohen.
That's right. This is a comeback for Cohen. She hasn't been on the competitive scene since 2006, the year she won the Olympic silver medal. She's been skating in ice shows, but that's not the same as elite high-pressure competition. Now, she did quite well in the short program in Spokane. The question is, can she skate the long program tonight without the mistakes that have plagued her in past pressure situations? If she does, Audie, her presence in Vancouver next month at the ancient skating age of 25 will definitely spice up the competition there.
All right, so I want to move on to tackle football. We've got some championship games here. Tomorrow, the Indianapolis Colts host the New York Jets in the AFC championship game. And then later in the day, it's the Minnesota Vikings against the New Orleans Saints in the NFC championship. Tell me about these games.
Well, the Jets have been the wonderful story. They've won two straight playoff games on the road. They've got a rookie quarterback, Mark Sanchez, a very funny head coach, Rex Ryan, who said at the start of the postseason his team would win the Super Bowl. Now, it was a good laugh then, but, you know, as the Jets have inched closer, people aren't laughing. They're a tough team. They've got a great defense. Sadly for them, it all probably ends tomorrow, the main reason being that the Colts' Peyton Manning is the best quarterback in the NFL, one of the greatest ever. He's the guy who can figure out the Jets' defense, which has confounded teams recently. Now, it's not impossible for New York to win if the Jets run the ball well, which eats up a lot of time. That keeps Manning off the field. That's New York's best hope. But that's why the Indianapolis defense is also key, because if they can contain the running attack, force the Jets quarterback Sanchez to throw more, it may force him to make rookie mistakes, which he hasn't so far.
Well, nothing rookie about the quarterbacks in the second game. I mean, 9-year veteran Drew Brees for the Saints and that 40-year-old graybeard Brett Favre. Talk about that.
Yeah, they're both playing great. Their teams are clicking on offense and defense. It should be a very entertaining game. And some key questions, will the Vikings running back Adrian Peterson run well enough to divert defensive pressure away from Favre, allow him to make more of his magic? Will Drew Brees be able to counter the Vikings' aggressive pass rush with short, quick passes? Lots of questions. You can answer either any of them, all of them, either way. And that's why this game is so hard to handicap.
And now a dispatch from the world of the random. It appears that the singer Prince hasn't had much trouble making a prediction. He wrote a new fight song for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, Minnesota's... Sorry, don't mean to interrupt Prince. He's the funkiest fan, wrote an ode to the Vikings this week. It predicts great things for Minnesota. The song is not great, Audie. Let's call it more spirit than art.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, thanks.
You're welcome.